Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Living by faith in the Son. So, the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. Although the Galatians had graduated from law school, they were living like undergraduates. But the law's work as their schoolmaster was finished. Since they had received salvation through faith in Christ, they didn't need to return to their alma mater. Paul reminds them how the law's chief purpose was to point men and women to faith in Christ. Now, as Christians, the Galatians were guilty of making the law's demands their path to perfection. As John Calvin relates, the Christian life is walking in the light of God's revealed word. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. Faith denotes the full revelation of those things which, during the darkness of the shadows of the law, were dimly seen. For Paul does not intend to say that the fathers who lived under the law did not possess faith. Those who were under the law were partakers of the same faith as New Testament believers. The Old Testament might be said to foreshadow Christ, but to us he is represented as actually being present. They had only the mirror, we had the substance. Whatever might be the amount of darkness under the law, the fathers were not ignorant of the road in which they ought to walk. Though the dawn is not equal to the splendor of noon, yet as far as a trip is concerned, travelers do not wait till the sun is fully risen. Their portion of light resembled the dawn, which was enough to preserve them from all error and guide them to everlasting blessedness. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 through 25.
Brothers and sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person, who is Christ. What I mean is this: the law, introduced 430 years later, does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on the promise. But God, in His grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
If the Old Testament saints' portion of light resembled the dawn, you enjoy the full blaze of the noontime sun. If they were able to live by faith with only a glimpse of the coming Savior, you can surely live by faith, thanks to the full portrait of His appearing, which you possess in the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthroughthebible.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.